fun with famous Nashville landmarks. Just change one letter and completely change
and
the meaning.
Comes horrifying and slash naughty.
So, yeah, we were talking to each other about our weekends, and this was off the air.
Yes.
And Woody looks at me and he goes, so how'd you enjoy the fist? And I'm like,
and
Blake Stare, what are you talking about?
It made perfect sense to me.
He goes, you know, the fist, how was it?
You went to the fist this weekend. And it took you a second.
I don't think it was that clear. Like, you went to the fist. It was like, how
was
the fist? Did you enjoy the fist? And I'm like, what are you referring to?
Apparently, I meant to say frist, as in the art museum downtown.
Fun with famous Nashville landmarks. Just change one letter and completely change the meaning.
And it comes horrifying and slash naughty.
Actually,
I'm going to the fist this weekend, but I have a couple drinks first.
Ah, yes, I got the fist for free because I had a coupon. Usually I pay.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Will we get medical marijuana in Tennessee? They were talking about yesterday with the pot for potholes, mm-hmm. where they would take part of the proceeds from that and fix potholes.
Yeah.
Now I guess the president had lowered the classification of marijuana to a less dangerous drug late last year.
Right.
So a lot of people in, even in the Tennessee legislature are saying, well, maybe this opens the door for legalized medical marijuana.
Yeah.
I'd be real surprised if that happens in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be the last state to get it.
Maybe.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, where would be a great spot to set up a Girl Scout cookie stand? Outside a dispensary.
Where
munchies ensure lots of customers.
Yeah.
There's a Girl Scout troop in New Jersey that's set up outside a marijuana dispensary.
That's brilliant.
That's smart.
The troop's regional leaders were not thrilled, but they did sell an incredible amount of cookies.
I bet.
Apparently, the people coming out enjoyed Caramel Delights was their cookie choice.
Okay.
Oh, that's the new name for Samoas, I guess.
Right.
Cookies.
Oh.
Right. And apparently they had a follow-up sale there scheduled, and it was on a online calendar, but that has quietly disappeared.
Oh, no.
Frankly, I mean, one of the many things Scouts teaches you is, how to be a good business person.
I know.
Yeah.
See?
You know, they're just out there solving problems.
That's like going to a college campus. That's so smart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So smart. Well, I guess yesterday there were thousands of people in Germantown who went without power for about an hour.
Really?
And they couldn't figure out why. But they found out that it was a squirrel that tripped the breaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, that happens a lot. It's like a squirrel or a raccoon or something gets into the power grid.
Right.
And gnaws on a couple wires. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't really think in a city, like in Germantown that a squirrel would do that. But I'd think more out in the country or something.
Right. Mm.
But no. So thousands were out of power yesterday because of a squirrel.
NES says, at least we're not to blame this time.
Yeah.
Now, big news at your house this weekend, Gina, as your mom and dad are coming for a visit.
Yes. Yeah. We're so excited. Yep.
But, coming to see the new baby.
Yeah, yeah. She gets dedicated on Sunday in our church. So
nice.
They're coming for that.
Oh, that's very cool
for
his grandparents to be there for that.
Really cool.
So you were saying as we were leaving work yesterday that you were having to drastically clean up the house because mom's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And mom judges.
Yep. And then she called me because she listens to the show. Shout out, Mom. Thank you.
She's listening to this right now.
Yeah, which is a good and bad thing because then she was like, I don't do that. And I was like, yes, you do. But she was so mad. She was actually mad that I aired her dirty laundry on air. But I'm like, you do that. You come in and you're like, that's gross. Or, whatever. I mean, my house isn't gross. But
all parents judge you.
Yeah. And, rightfully so, I guess.
Does she say it out loud or is she one of those people that's like, I'm just going to clean this up because you people live like scuzz?
She does both. And but she's not passive aggressive. Like, she'll say what's on her mind. She's not subtle. My dad's,
she won't be subtle.
Yeah, okay. My dad is. She is not. And so she'll be like, this is gross. I'm just going to clean it, you know, things like that. But then she'll go ahead and she'll clean it. And when I was postpartum and pregnant and stuff, she really helped out a lot. She
was good.
Amazing. Like, the best mom ever. So, you know, yeah. I had to throw that in there, too.
To win back some brownie points.
She's awesome, but
yeah.
There is this thing.
But I do stress, yeah, that, you know, she's going to comment on stuff. So my husband worked in the yard yesterday, mm-hmm. and I worked in the house and a little bit. So
to be honest, like, I think all of us, like, mostly don't have our life together, mm-hmm. and things are a mess. We need people to come visit in order to, like, every couple of months get our lives
right,
like,
to force you together. To kind of tidy up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
God. Like, yeah. You know, what are we, animals?
Yeah. And I feel like I'm doing, like, pretty well for having two jobs, a newborn, a husband.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm staying on top of it okay. So there should be a little grace granted when she comes, but we'll see.
The Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. Get thicker grass, better color, and fewer bare spots with turf application. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
You guys have ever sent or received a cameo?
I have not.
You know, video where celebrities will, you know, they'll do like a little video and you know, they'll text it to you.
I haven't only seen the ones that people have shared that they've gotten.
Right.
Like, you know, their favorite, like, reality show star you know, whatever, you know, athlete will say hello to them.
I've got a couple of them. My girlfriend, a couple of Valentine's days ago, got me one from Giorgio Tsoukalos, who is the host of Ancient Aliens.
He's the guy with the crazy hair.
Yeah, the guy with the hair. And I think that cost her like $50. And,
okay.
My daughter, Maddie, one year for Christmas, she says, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, just give me something that'll make me laugh.
Oh, nice.
And so she sent me a cameo from William Hung, you know, from American Idol.
From the
Idol.
Earliest days of American Idol.
Oh, my
gosh.
He was
the
She Bangs.
She Bangs. She Bangs.
He's still making money on Cameo. I think it was like $25.
Good for him.
But some of the celebrities are pretty expensive. Some of them are kind of cheap.
Okay, wait. Are these celebrities that, like, are actual celebrities, or are these kind of celebrities that are dying off and need this money to, like, sustain their lifestyle?
Isn't that always
a little
the
bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like wondering, do they need this?
Yeah.
You're wondering, they just, like, have fun.
Were they not doing much, you know, currently?
Yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay, who apparently is still a thing.
From the 90s?
You know, a really shock jock comedian that was, like, hot for a few minutes in the 90s.
Guess $50?
$550.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's ridiculous.
A little bit more affordable is Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the chili.
Oh, yeah. He's
get
funny.
Him $195. You can get a quick little message from him.
Okay.
I know some fans from The Office that would love that.
Michael Rapaport, who is a actor.
Oh,
quote,
gosh.
Unquote.
Yeah, see, this is, he's,
wasn't
like
he on
the
Traitors?
Yes.
He was on Traitors and he was very annoying.
Yes, he is like the perfect example of who I would like expect.
Yeah, somebody who
to
needs
do
the
cameos.
Money.
Oh, I bet you he's asking a lot.
Yeah.
$175, which is kind of like in the middle.
That's
okay.
For $200, you can get a cameo from Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh, man.
Louis Black, old school comedian.
The guy who yells a lot.
Yeah, he just yells. He'll yell at you for $150.
$150 a holla.
You can get a cameo from Carrot Top.
Oh, gosh. He's still alive?
Yes, apparently.
He had a drug overdose.
He's like full of like Botox and steroids.
Yeah, he's scary.
And he's still in Vegas, I think. But you can get one from him for $150.
Or not.
Thanks. Yeah, actually quite affordable.
Is there a promo code?
Yes.
Put in carrot.
Keyword, desperate for money.
Yes. Oh, man.
You know, and also, you know, if you would like us to do one for you, we'll do it for free, and it's certainly worth every penny of it.
Yeah.
There's a little link on our website, totallyhitsnashville.com, that will do a personalized message for you, if you'd like. Or you could pay us not to do it.
Yeah. But if somebody needs to pick me up, it's their birthday or whatever, just go to totallyhitsnashville.com. You can fill out a thing there. We do it for free and send it to you, within the day.
Yeah.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show, ready for the famous test of knowledge we call Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the guys, we have John in Franklin. For the ladies, we have Lisa in Nashville. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Lisa, let's start with you. Can you remember a movie that you went to go see with friends when you were in high school?
Love Story.
Love Story.
John, a movie you remember going to see with your friends in high school?
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Let's get underway. Lisa, did they make 2, 3, or 4 Back to the Future movies?
Two,
she says.
No, they made 3.
All right, John. Is Dancing with the Stars shown on Channel 2, 4, or 5?
Let's say 4.
4.
No, it's 2.
Okay. All right, maybe you can score first here, Lisa. Los Angeles has 2 Major League Baseball teams, the Dodgers and who else?
I should know this.
Out of time.
The Padres.
No, that's San Diego. It's Angels, the Los Angeles Angels.
They were the Anaheim Angels, so weird.
Oh, sorry.
All right, John, what type of liquor will you need to make your girlfriend some mojitos?
Oh, vodka?
Vodka?
No, we've got a big goose egg so far.
You need what, rum?
Rum.
Yeah. Lisa, if you drive an SUV, what does the S stand for in SUV?
Service.
Not service.
Good guess. No. So close. Sport. Sport utility vehicle is what SUV stands
sport.
For.
Sport. All right.
Yeah. Let the effort to not get a single question right continue. Yes.
The pressure's on you, John.
All right, John. If you do get this, I'll be surprised because I didn't know this. If you subscribe to Birchbox, what do you get in the mail every month?
A magazine.
No.
Oh.
Cosmetics.
Cosmetics. It's like a sampler of makeup and stuff.
Yep. So it's the perfect 0-0 tie.
Yes, it is.
Settle with name that song. Lyrically, you can get up to 5
first.
Lines of a song.
I'm going to need 4.
4, okay. John, you want to do in less than 4 lines?
Sure, 3.
Okay.
Make him do it.
Okay.
All right.
3 lines is what you get, John. Jim will recite them, and then you have to give us the name of the song.
Here we go. If he ever hurts you, true love won't desert you. You know I still love you. Name that song.
That's very sweet.
Wow. If he ever hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the second one?
True love won't desert you. Time is running out.
Love won't desert you.
No.
No.
Oh, you were close. It's Separate Ways by Journey.
Wow, have we ever gone like 0-7?
All right.
I don't think that's ever happened. I think we've gotten to the tiebreaker, but somebody's usually gotten it. But.
So we had 0 correct answers. Well done, you guys.
It was amazing. You guys should play the lottery because weird things are happening. Well, because John didn't get it, Lisa, you've got tickets to go see Bush in concert in May. Congratulations. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This Sunday is the Oscars, and I guess they're going to be doing a tribute to, sadly, just recently passed away, Rob Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess one of the movies they're going to be highlighting was one of his classic movies, Stand By Me, which is a classic movie.
Yeah.
And I guess the majority of the cast from that movie will be there for the tribute, except for Corey Feldman. Apparently, he was not invited, and he's got his panties in a bunch about that.
He was in the movie.
Yeah.
He has a weird history.
He is
of,
an odd
of
person.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is upset, but he's not being part of the tribute. It's funny because it triggered me because my daughter Maddie, who lives in California, she and her boyfriend saw he was performing at a nightclub. Corey Feldman.
Performing.
And so they said,
what does he do as a performer in front of people?
Her boyfriend said, this sounds great. Let's go see it.
And but what does he do for
apparently,
people?
He dresses like Michael Jackson and pretty much just comes out, sings a little bit, and mostly dances to Michael Jackson songs.
That's really weird.
And they thought, this will be fun to see ironically. And apparently it was.
Okay.
Hopefully the tickets weren't too expensive to see Corey Feldman in a nightclub dancing to Michael Jackson.
It's a memory they'll always have.
No matter how many years of therapy they have, they'll never forget that.
Yeah.
My daughter just went to Atlanta last weekend with her husband, and she said they were complaining because the admission for the aquarium in Atlanta was like really expensive.
Really?
Yeah. But they said it was worth it because on the way out, they saw some lady being hauled out by security from the aquarium.
Really?
With a life-size Chucky doll pillow.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, it was like one of those human-sized pillows, but it was of a Chucky doll.
A Chucky doll?
Oh, my gosh.
That she apparently brought into the aquarium.
As her plus one.
Yeah.
As her support
and they're like,
pillow.
$60 was a lot for the aquarium, but kind of worth it for seeing the lady dragged out with her aquarium. Like, I don't know if she
What was her plan with the Chucky doll in the aquarium?
To scare the sharks.
That's what we were asking over dinner last night. We were like, okay, was it because they, you know, she didn't pay a separate admission for the Chucky doll?
Right.
You know, that would have...
Yeah.
Was she freaking the kids out?
For sure. That thing's creepy.
Yeah.
Is she one of those people that carries a doll around with her that she thinks is alive?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she changes the diaper and stuff.
Maybe she was inspired by Punch the Monkey. I bring Chucky with me everywhere I go.
My friend.
It's time for Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
So there's a mom down in Murfreesboro who is turning her heartbreak into something really beautiful. Carrie Hollis lost her son, Austin, in March of 2024. He was just 26 years old, and he loved to dance. He was actually a dance teacher in Mount Juliet. Mm. He was also an organ donor. So after he passed, he ended up saving several lives by donating his organs, and his mom really wanted to meet the people that he saved.
Oh, that's cool.
So she started looking for them, posting on social media. She ended up getting in contact with two of the people, and they both came to Nashville, and she wanted to bring them to the dance studio that he used to work at, and they ended up dancing together.
Oh, that's cool.
They danced one of his favorite dances called the Bachata to honor him. And I just think that's really cool. Like, not only did he save lives, but he also brought a community together.
He's my angel. He's the angel that saved my life.
Austin checked the little box on his license to be an organ donor, and I'm alive today because of that.
Wow.
So cool. And so the mom's still hoping to meet all the other people that he saved. But
that's
for
so
now,
cool.
Yeah, there's those two.
I love that.
That's got to help for somebody who's still grieving for her son. That's,
totally.
That's definitely got to be sigh of relief.
That is awesome.
Well, if you never want to miss a mood boost, you can follow Totally Hits 93.3 and Woody and Jim on Facebook. You can always catch the mood boost at totallyhitsnashville.com.
A lot of football players are making moves, including Dak Prescott.
You said so he's the Cowboys quarterback. And there's some drama that happened with his bachelor and his fiance's bachelorette party.
Yeah, so they had a joint bachelorette party in the Bahamas, I think. Yeah,
so
Bahamas.
A destination thing.
Yes. And during the trip, they called off their wedding.
Really? So they broke up during the big pre-wedding party.
Yes. That was that made the news last week. But what's making the news this week is apparently his fiance refused to sign the prenup.
Oh.
Ooh.
Not saying she's a gold digger.
No. Now, he's worth more than $296 million.
Mm.
He just signed a contract for $240 million with the Cowboys. They have two kids together.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're babies. But, yeah, she won't sign the contract, or the prenup. So, I'm like, I can see both sides of it. Like, you know, you've made all this money. You want to protect your assets should anything happen. But on the flip side, So you're expecting something like this not to work out?
Plus, yeah, they've been together, obviously, for a while.
A long
and they
time.
Have two children together.
But they haven't committed yet.
Huh.
And when it came down to the commitment, he said, yeah, I want to commit, but I also want to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who's in the right or who's the wrong here.
Right, because I could see that being like a big kind of like F you if you were the significant other being like, I've brought two of your kids into the world.
Right.
Like, I'm not in this for the money. But then on the flip side, it's like, okay, well, if you're not in it for the money, then sign the thing that's saying that you won't get any. Like,
sign saying you're not in it for the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
So I was watching an interview on YouTube last night with a lady who wrote a book about inheriting money from parents and how parents, like, you know, save for their kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they said, she said, like, 1 in 4 marriages right now have a prenup.
Oh.
And quite often it's because the parents have a bunch of money that they're going to, like, eventually their child, their son or daughter is going to inherit, and they've been working real hard to give them this, and they don't want, if the marriage doesn't work out, they don't want that money going to the person marrying into their family.
Yeah. That, again, like, that makes sense, and that, like, I could see that, you know, the parents are trying to protect their kid or like their money, their hard-earned money.
Right. We did this for our kid, and if you two break up after a year, you know, you shouldn't be getting our money.
Yeah.
At the same time, I could never ask somebody to sign one.
I know.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be kind of a relationship killer.
It kind of seems like if I've done my due diligence, you know, deciding if this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, if I have to ask the question to get them to sign a prenup,
right,
then I haven't picked the right person.
Right. Yeah, there's some, like, some underlying trust, or, like, you know, are they in it for the real reasons? Well, shouldn't you have figured that out by now?
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
it's weird.
You don't know them well enough yet.
Yeah.
Also, they're the Cowboys, so, you know, they're used to messing up right before the big game.
Yeah, that's true.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So there was a big lawsuit with Ticketmaster and Live Nation that the United States was basically saying, you're a monopoly. You own every part of the concert process through the venues and the artists, and just it's bad for everybody. I think we can all agree.
Yes.
They decided to settle, and some things in the settlement that could end up being consequences in real life is they capped their fees at 15%.
Good.
Venues don't have to go with them exclusively. They can use other ticketing companies.
That's good.
Artists can use other companies for promotion, and they have to pay a $280 million settlement,
good,
which we'll just call a convenience fee.
Yeah.
They like to tack those on.
Mario Brothers has the new movie coming out. Old Spice has Mario Brothers inspired cologne and deodorant coming out. And it's Mario Day. Why? Because it's March 10th, and if you spell it M-A-R and then 10, it spells Mario, so that's why today is Mario Day.
Oh.
If you spell things like they do on license plates.
Yes.
Yeah. Mario. Well, I guess Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to come back to acting. He's staging a comeback for King Conan, Predator, and Commando. So.
Really?
Yeah, but they're going to write it. No, duh. They're going to write it to his new age instead of like
trying to make him younger.
Yeah. So,
right.
So hopefully they'll do justice in that. We'll see. Who knows?
Come with me now if you want to get up every 2 hours to go pee.
Yeah. But he wants to let us know, you know, there's still going to be action in these movies.
Yes.
You know, just with some knee braces and some Advil on hand.
And a walker with the tennis balls at the bottom.
Yeah. I can't wait. That's going to be very exciting.
So what do you guys got going on today?
I am going to pick up said parent at the airport a little bit later. Yeah, and I just hang out with her for a little bit. Yeah.
And just apologize for all the things you said about her today.
Yes, yeah, I'll have to beg for forgiveness so she will actually watch my daughter.
Right.
Tonight, me and Jim are going back to the 60s. We're going to be at TPAC tonight. It's the Beatles versus the Stones. A couple of tribute bands going at each other. That should be a lot of fun. We're hosting the event.
Nice.
Yep, starts at 7 o'clock. Love to see you there.
Yeah, you can still get your tickets at TPAC.org.
Woohoo!
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.